During a typical rush hour, drivers along US 36 between Boulder and Denver have to endure up to 4 hours of severe congestion, and things are only expected to get worse. That's why the state wants to add an extra lane in both directions. It would be for drivers with two or more passengers, rapid buses, or drivers who pay a toll.
The toll users are very heavily weighted to higher income. Bus riders are much more heavily weighted to lower and moderate income.
Will Tour has spent a lot of time on the project, both as the former mayor of Boulder and a former Boulder County commissioner.
We have a project that is serving the whole range of incomes.
Every county and city government along Highway 36 has already signed off on the public-private plan, which involves signing a 50-year contract with the Plenary Group to build and maintain the toll lane. It's a plan many critics say was done in secret.
I think we've been absolutely open, transparent about what we're trying to do.
Colorado Department of Transportation Executive Director Don Hunt says the US 36 venture has been in the works for years, requiring environmental assessments and public comment.
You can see there were a lot of meetings with corridor officials, mayors, commissioners. There were stakeholder groups, business people, and updates to the General Assembly.
But despite all the meetings, many members of the public still have serious concerns. And in recent weeks, hundreds of people have voiced their opposition. They worry the toll rates would be too high and don't want a private company maintaining the highway. Democratic Representative Sherilyn Peniston of Westminster signed a letter along with 13 other lawmakers asking CDOT to slow down the project.
There's still not enough information out there to enough people and enough time. Our public tells us when we don't give them enough information. And all along the way of this, no one was saying that because nobody cares until it gets to be at this level.
Democratic Representative Tracy Craftharp of Arvada says it's difficult to get the average person interested in transportation and going to public meetings.
Nerds go to these meetings. I go to these meetings. I dare say a lot of us go to these meetings. People that are emailing me right now asking for my resignation over this are not the nerds, but they are the people that drive their cars down the highway.
The genesis of the public-private partnership stems from a state law passed by Democrats 5 years ago. It creates a high-performance transportation enterprise charged with coming up with creative ways to finance road construction and repair. Democratic House Transportation Committee Chair Max Tyler calls the legislation forward-thinking.
We cannot build new capacity in the state of Colorado on the budgets that we have right now. Public-private partnerships will be an ever-increasing integral part of our transportation funding.
During the several-hour hearing, CDOT Executive Director Don Hunt took the questions from lawmakers in stride, saying some pushback in the final stages of any major plan is to be expected.
Transportation projects, you work on them 10 years, and it's at the last hearing, the last moment, the last minute. That's when we run into greatest trouble. We can do better. Lord knows, we wouldn't be here today if we had done a perfect job.
CDOT officials say they couldn't reveal all the contents of the final private contract because it's proprietary company information. Lawmakers admit there's been a lot of misinformation about plans for US 36. Several Democrats hinted at a change in law to give legislators more oversight over future transportation funding plans. But for now, the project is moving forward and expected to be complete in 2016. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.